You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Hey, and welcome to the podcast. I'm Josh, and there's Chuck, and Jerry's here too, and this is Short Stuff.
Do you like paprika?
I don't think I've ever tasted paprika enough to determine whether I like it or not.
Really? All right. That surprises me.
I've had goulash, I guess. I've eaten Hungarian food, so I'm sure I have, but I've never been like,
well, yeah.
I love paprika, you know?
Well, I love paprika. I love smoked paprika specifically. Mm-hmm. And this show is about paprika. And you mentioned Hungary, and we'll get to why Hungary is known for paprika in a second. But it's actually the Hungarian word for pepper. Mm-hmm. It is from the – and by the way, thanks to Patty Rasmussen at How Stuff Works for this.
Yeah.
But it comes from the capsicum annuum variety from the longum family. And it's a pepper. It's a long, bright red pepper, and the flavor can be super hot, or not that hot, but hottish. Mm-hmm. It can be sweet. It can be smoky if it is indeed, you know, smoked over a fire. And a lot of the paprika you'll see, this is what you see if you see the orangey red sprinkles on a deviled egg. That's paprika.
Yes, for sure. It's huge in Central Europe, but Hungary is like, you know, the Studio 54 of the paprika world. But it's also big in Spain and Portugal as well. And since you like it smoked, you would like the Spanish and Portuguese paprika, because they take for granted that paprika smoked so much so that a woman named Nancy Waldeck, who's a chef and cookbook author that How Stuff Works interviewed for this, says that, like, they don't even put it's smoked on the label. It's, you just know it's smoked, basically.
Yeah, that's how smoked it is.
It's so smoked.
The reason that Hungary is known for it is because they really adopted it. It's not native to there, which is really surprising to me. It's actually native where you think it would be, is Mexico and Central America. But it found its way to Hungary through the Balkans, apparently. Mm-hmm. And it grew really, really well there in abundance. And so it became sort of the national spice because it was so abundant. It obviously made it less expensive because there was so much of it. And at a time when spices were sometimes reserved for people that had more wealth, you could get paprika even if you didn't have a lot of money. And so Hungary said, we are going to base everything we make almost off this stuff.
Yeah, what's funny, though, is like that that Nancy Waldeck points out that still, it's even if you go to Hungary, it's basically paprikash and goulash, or paprikash and goulash, are the two main dishes that paprika is used in. Although in the countryside, they'll use it in like mushroom soup and some other stuff too. But it's still like the two main dishes anyone thinks of for paprika outside of deviled eggs.
Yeah. Emily went to Hungary this year.
Oh, yeah. Did she go to Budapest?
Late last year. Yeah, she went to Budapest. Her friend was working over there. So she had a kind of a free place to stay, mm-hmm. and she was up for an adventure. And I was like, go have your adventure. She said, I wasn't asking. And I said, fine, be that way. Go to Hungary.
Right.
And she had a great time and had tons of paprika.
It's one of the coolest towns I've ever been to. Yumi and I went for New Year's 1 year. It's awesome.
Yeah, I've been there too. And our good friend Raymond, the puppeteer, is puppeting in Hungary right now.
Oh, man. In Budapest. That is such a Raymond move. That's awesome. I hope he's having
Emily
a great
says,
time.
Budapest, because that's how you're supposed to say
it. I wanted to, and I was like, Josh, don't do it. Don't do it. Just say Budapest. I came back from it saying that, and I got enough, like, come on, that I'm just finally back to Budapest.
All right. Should we take a break?
Yesht.
We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's time you heard about Squarespace. Squarespace has the tools you need to create and sell your own website, whether it's an online course or custom merch. Squarespace has you covered.
That's right. Courses is a great program. You can start with a professional layout that fits your brand, upload video lessons to teach techniques and skills, and tailor your course with a powerful Fluid Engine editor.
That's right. With Fluid Engine, which is a next-generation website design system, by the way, it's never been easier for anyone to unlock unbreakable creativity.
That's right. And don't forget the commerce side, because after that, you can charge a one-time fee or you can even sell a subscription.
Yeah. So turn your creativity into income with Squarespace courses. And right now, go to squarespace.com/stuff for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code STUFF to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Squarespace. And now a word from the show's sponsors at Betterment. Let's talk about hustle culture, shall we? You know, the whole rise and grind, go big or go home thing. It's a lifestyle that might not be for you.
That's right, but one that your money can handle thanks to Betterment. Betterment is the automated investing and savings app that makes your money hustle.
How? Good question. Their automated technology optimizes your investments again and again. With Betterment, your money is taking ice baths at 5 a.m. while you get your well-deserved rest. Your money downs protein smoothies and automatically reinvests your dividends, all before you head out the door. Your money is a workaholic.
But you don't have to be, because you've got Betterment, the automated investing and savings app that makes your money hustle. So visit Betterment.com to get started. Investing involves risk. Performance is not guaranteed. I'm still laughing from 1 minute ago.
Thank you. Two. I think we're at
two
now.
That was very funny. That was very funny.
So, thank you. So, I love this article. It says, paprika pride runs high in Hungary. Again, remember, this is the national spice. And there's a paprika museum in the village of Rosti. Yeah. And you can get, basically, if you go to Hungary, Nancy Waldeck says, expect to see maybe 20 different kinds of paprika. Not brands, like varieties of paprika on the shelves in any given grocery store. But despite there being so many, there's actually just four official grades, at least. There's plenty of different kinds, but there's grades as far as paprika is concerned. There's special, gourmet, noble, and rose. And those don't really give you any kind of indication of what paprika you're getting at all.
No. I think they just sort of break it up into how fine or coarse it is. And maybe whether it's sort of a milder one or a sweeter one or a hotter one.
Yes, that's pretty much it. But so you've got special, which is very fine, sweet and mild. I think that's pretty much the paprika that you would get here in the United States, or that people would put on like their deviled eggs.
Yeah, it's pretty mild. You don't want to blast people with the heat.
So gourmet is slightly coarse. I've never had coarse paprika, have you?
No.
I'd be very interested. And it can be hot or mild. Noble is a coarse grind, so not even slightly coarse. This is coarse. It's just basically a lump of paprika, I guess. And it tends to be light red. I'm not sure what the taste can be. But then the rose is dark red, and that one can be very hot. So if you see a dark red paprika and it says rose on the label, be forewarned.
Yeah, it's got kind of a bell pepper taste. It is like a chili pepper in that it can be hot, but it's not a substitute in a recipe necessarily for chili powder.
No, that's a good point.
If you get a chili pepper powder, which is not chili powder, but if you get, let's say, like a chipotle powder or a, you know, any other specific pepper powder, then the paprika may be kind of similar. But if you just get chili powder, and I'm not sure if a lot of people know this, there's a variety of chilies and cumin and garlic a lot of times in it. That's like a powdered mix.
Yeah, it's like seasoned salt, basically, but the chili version of it.
Sure.
Chili powder is, right?
Yeah.
Paprika is paprika. You can't even really compare it to chipotle or anything like that. It is its own thing. And so the How Stuff Works writers go to great pains to point out that if you have a recipe that calls for paprika, you have to use paprika for it. Don't try anything else. Don't try anything funny, or the people from How Stuff Works will come to your house and take all of your spices.
And apparently it's the kind of spice you don't want to buy a ton of because it goes bad quicker than other spices because of these natural oils.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just going to go bad sooner. So don't keep it near heat. Keep it in a dark jar in a cool place. And if you go to use paprika, if you don't use it much and you go to use it like 6 months later and it is brown, then it's no longer paprika and don't use it.
Right. But luckily it's so cheap, you can just replace it pretty easily. It's not a big tragedy if it goes bad.
That's right.
The thing is it's such a in the United States especially, such an innocuous, overlooked spice that I think this should be one of those impetuses where people go out and buy paprika and then start looking for recipes to use it in. Just try something new. This is a great opportunity to do that, everybody.
Totally.
So you can try paprikash, goulash, and then Nancy Waldeck says, try romesco sauce, which is an old world sauce from Spain and Portugal. And we say, go forth, try something new. And I think, Chuck, that means that Short Stuff is out.
Stuff You Should Know is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.